walking around this darn forest for hours now, and I still haven't found anything to eat. No berries, no fruit, no nuts, nada, nothing. I'm starving so badly right now. My poor tummy might as well shrivel up and die at this point. All this dumb rain is ruining my fur and getting me all soaked. Why does this have to happen to me out of all the dang bear girls? I'm the nicest one around here. I rarely even hunt because I don't like hunting other critters. Except those darn fish. Those dumb eyes of theirs. They're just mocking me whenever I fail to catch them. I hate fishing at the waterfall. Stinky fish. Actually, they're so lucky I'm such a nice bear girl, because I'm gonna let them get away from me. Yeah, I'm nice. I'm really not in the mood to try again at the stream. A couple of blueberries and nuts is not gonna cut it. I'm pretty sure it's hiking season. They're known to travel around with some high-quality cuisine. My mama made sure to tell me all the stories of how she'd take their food away while they weren't looking and enjoyed the most delicious snacks. Wouldn't it be awesome if one of those hikers just happened to be out here? As if I would be that lucky. This place is in the middle of nowhere, so I doubt a hiker would be out here. Guess I'm sleeping on an empty stomach tonight. Again. Well, I gotta know when to call it quits, so... Wait. Am I hearing things? Was that a groan? It sounded like a groan of pain. Or is it a trick? It's probably best to play safe right now. Whoever is out there, you better show yourself real quick. This bear girl knows how to tussle and throw paws. No use in hiding. I can smell where you're at with my nose at any moment, dummy. So you might as well stop hiding and show yourself. I see. You're behind that bush over there. I'm gonna give you one last warning to show yourself before I charge in there and go grizzly mode. You have until the count of three. One, two and a half, three. This one looks like he's out for the count. Oh, I guess I was worried over nothing. Wow, your clothes are all dirty. Ooh, you have a nasty bump on your head. Hello? Are you responsive? Hey, you bumped your head? Hello? Well, that's weird. You got a cut on your right hand, too. I'm gonna talk to you like you're awake, but you're not. But that's fine. I guess you need help, don't you? It would probably be morally wrong of me to leave you right now. I hate having a conscience. Okay. All I gotta do is... What is that smell? Oh, it's so sweet. I can't quite describe it, but it's definitely a good smell. Wait a minute. That thing on your back. Oh, what does Mama call it again? A backpack, that's right. Yeah, that's where they carry all the food. Ooh. Don't mind if I do. If you really are a hiker, then you're gonna have lots of treats inside just for me, okay? Oh my god, what is this? A jar of honey. I really don't know what the other stuff is, but I'm pretty sure this honey is gonna be gorgeous. Wait, no, what am I thinking? Bad bear girl, bad. I shouldn't eat what isn't mine. Even if I am hungry. But maybe if I help this human in exchange for caring for him, I can have my honey then. Whoa, now that sounds better. I just have to haul him to my cave and patch him up to the best of my ability. And then after he wakes up, he's gonna see how I saved his life, and he'll be shoveling food down my gullet with no hesitation. It is pure genius. Okay, I got this. Ooh, time to do a big old stretch. Hope my muscles don't let me down now. Oh my god, you are heavy. I know humans are naturally, like, taller than me in general, but... jeez. This is gonna take me forever. I need to think of something that's gonna motivate me. Oh, the food. I forgot already. Okay, let's go. Oh my goodness, it hits the spot. I kind of feel bad, but is it wrong for a bear girl to reward herself for doing a good deed? And I'm sure there's still going to be plenty of honey left in the jar, so I do not have to worry about a thing. Oh, wait. Did I really eat all the honey? Oh, no way, I ate the whole thing. Oh, well, I'm sure he won't mind, right? I saved him after all, and I didn't touch anything else when I could have, but I didn't, because I'm so well behaved like that. Ooh, he's awake. He's just staring at me. I didn't think he would wake up so soon. Okay, girl, you got this. Just be nice and polite to the hiker and don't scare him off. Ah, you've arisen, dear human. Why on earth did I say it like that? Why am I so awkward? Wait. Don't freak out. I know. I seem scary, but I'm like half your height, okay? So maybe don't feel that threatened. Like, I know you're lying down and probably the perspective is making me a bit more, overbearing and scary, but I'm not gonna hurt you. In fact, I was the one who actually patched you up. See? Ta-da! From your reaction, I think I'm gonna go on a limb and say, yeah, this is your first time seeing a monster girl, but come on now. I'm clearly a bear cub. Look at my ears. Duh. I mean, isn't it obvious from the fur and the paws too? Don't worry, I wear them down on rocks, so it's not like I'm gonna accidentally slice and dice ya. That's for when I catch fishes. Or for when I, like, actually, grab hold of them, and then it's kind of like my property. That part I'm still working on. Sorry, as you were saying. What? No, I'm not gonna eat you. Gosh, I rescue you, and I patch you up, and this is how you react? Don't you like the bandages I put on you? I found your little medical kit. It says first aid kit. It's green. I like the green, so green is good. And there's lots of crumbly things in there that I can chew on as well. See? It's satisfying. Oh, human, if I wanted to eat you, I would have done it back then when you were knocked out cold. And no offense, but you don't really look that tasty. Or smell it, either. I'm a bit of a nuts and berries type of girl, you know? Vegan? What's that? Why did you just call me that? It's not an insult, is it? It's not fair. We can't insult each other with things we don't know. It doesn't make sense. It's like me calling you a stinky doo-doo head, but you don't understand the... Oh, you weren't insulting me at all. It means someone that just kind of eats veggies and stuff? Well, I guess I rarely eat meat. Because of the fish situation. I'm not a very good hunter, even with how large my paws are. Sorry, ignore me. How are you holding up now, though? I guess that you tripped and stumbled on your way down from the hill, right? I thought so. Oh! Your backpack, yes, it's right next to you, where you left it. Well, not really, I brought it with you. as I brought you with me to the cave. Yes. Why is it open? No, I'm not guilty. I mean, it was like that when I found you. I guess that there were raccoons. Yes. Oh, you never thought of the raccoons and how they can get into your food. And I ate the jar of honey. I was starving, okay? I couldn't find anything to eat. The weather makes foraging really hard, and I didn't mean it, and I was starving. And I carried you. I carried you for over an hour, actually. And I need to replenish the energy I burned. You're a hiker. You should know this stuff. Every 5 miles, you must replenish with 200 calories, at least. Or else you're gonna turn into skin and bone. And then you won't be very, well, edible. Sorry. It was wrong of me to dig through your stuff. You forgive me? You're not mad? Wait, you didn't want it, but why would you bring something so tasty with you and not use it? It kind of seems a little silly. I'm not gonna complain, though. I still think it's a waste of tasty honey, but you have any more in the bottom of that bag of yours. Well, as you guys say, one man's junk is another one's treasure. Aw, aren't you a nice fellow? In fact, I should give you a big bear hug. Come here. Hey, stop squirming. What's going on?
Everybody loves a hug.
Mister,
I'm hugging you.
Huh? Oh, I'm hugging you too hard. Sorry, my bad. I forget about my own strength sometimes.
Sorry about that. But welcome to my cave. Enjoy.
So, hiker man, why would a defenseless creature like you be out here, in the middle of nowhere? I don't quite get it. You live in comfy cities, with a roof over your head, and you get to pay things called taxes, I think? And you get money or something to buy more honey. Yes, you can buy money with honey. And it rhymes. I think that's how it works anyway. Oh, it doesn't? Sorry. Do you have a name, then? Or do you prefer the name Hiker? You know, like a nickname. Well, what is your name, anyway? Oh, that's actually not that bad. I don't know why, but the name suits you. Like, your name definitely gives off the vibe that you carry. You get what I'm saying? I feel like people look the way they are as well. You don't look like a meanie, and you aren't one. And I know that because you were so cool about me eating your honey without permission. Yes. Oh, my name? Oh, I'm just a bear girl. I don't really have a name like that. It's not necessary. You guys do it for, like, self-identity. You humans and your funny ways. I guess I've never really thought that deeply about it. From the moment I'm born, I just kinda did stuff. We hunt, we eat, we sleep, and we do everything I just said. On repeat. Maybe not directly in that order. It can change some days, but... To be honest, even if I did want a name, I wouldn't even know what to call myself. You wanna pick? I mean, I guess I trust you, human, but don't pick anything lame or I'll bite ya. I'm kidding. Honey, you want to call me that because of my love for honey? I mean, I do like it. I'm not crazy for it, but... Oh, I think I get it now. You're calling me honey because of how sweet and kind I am, aren't you? Jeez, you're making me blush. Honey the Bear Girl. Yeah, I like it. It has a nice ring to it. Well, that settles it then. Honey it is. Thanks a lot, friend. Yeah, I consider you my friend. Is that weird, or do you perhaps not want to be a friend of mine? After all I did, you just want to treat me like a stranger and give me the cold shoulder. I can't believe you, meanie. I'm just messing with ya. No need to give me such a sad little face. You're really something, you know that, human. The rain has been going all this time. I don't think it's gonna let up much tonight. And I'm too tired after carrying you here, so I think you might be stuck with me. You want me to start a fire? I have terrible news, but my supply is outside, in the rain. So, it's not really an option to start a fire right now. Oh, I know, I could warm you up. How so? Well, my mama told me we just snuggle up when we get cold, so come here, you.
Aw, what's with that face? Why are you so flustered again? You only do this kind of stuff when someone's up close to you? Why is it off-putting that I'm like right in your face? Aw, we're friends, so I think that counts that we're allowed to be close to each other like this. Stop dodging my hugs on you. You're so slippery. Stop it. Just accept my snuggles. You humans are so simple, yet so complex. See? It's not bad, huh? My fur is nice and soft, and it's perfect for snuggling and getting warm. Though, it's definitely a pain to dry and keep clean. Jeez, stop acting all worried. It's just you and me. Two buddies helping each other keep warm by snuggling. Simple as. There you go. You settled down now. Once the morning comes, we can dig into some of your yummy snacks that's in your backpack. And I can show you around the woods so the next time you don't trip and fall. Well, if you don't mind, that is. You might be busy. I don't know. Maybe you have to go back to the city real quick. Oh, you're not? Well, then I can't wait for tomorrow then. Enough chatting, though. Let's get some shut-eye so we can wake up with lots of energy together. Have a good night, okay? Friend. Can't sleep? Oh, is it hard for you?
I don't know, I just kind of roll over and sleep.
It's very easy for me. It's as simple as breathing, really. Well, we can't have you like this, so let me think of a way I could help you. My mama used to do this to me when I was little. It always knocked me out instantly when she did it. I'll just have to be a bit more gentle, because, you know, I've got claws. Yep, this right here is what my mama used to do to put me to sleep. It was her secret weapon, really. I miss when my mama used to do this to me. I always felt safe when she hugged me and gently scratched my head. The warmth of her, and then the tingly and fuzzy feelings I got from having my head scratched just made me so sleepy and at ease. My mama's mama did that to her when she was young. So I guess she learned it and just did it to me, and now I'm doing it to you. Maybe I'm your mama bear tonight. I'm just kidding, friend. You're already struggling to keep your eyes open, so it's working. I'll be quiet now and keep scratching you a little until you fall asleep. Good night. For real this time.